The main goal was, James' instructions were to just get more people at the event this year. There was no sort of specific number. It's let's just get more people at the event and don't take up too much of my time.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schranko. James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
The surf's up. It's not too bad too. I think if you're planning on surfing, it's a very good day for that so far. We'll keep an eye on the weather. Thank you for being here nice and early. We start on time here and looking forward to this first session. In fact, this first session is the most anticipated slot of the entire event according to the survey. And I'm not surprised. When I had a little glance at what you're about to discover, it actually blew me away, some of the stats in this. And I think the overriding feature about this is it is real. You're a part of it. You've experienced part of the process in some way, the fact that you're here. And we're going to lift the curtain on my business, and I've given Jake full permission to go into the behind the scenes. I won't say what Nathan said yesterday, interrogate the back end. I thought that was very unfortunate. I've said to Jake, you can go, you know, log in, get whatever stats you need and just put it out there, whatever they are, even the mistakes. So we're going to see a real case study of how this event was marketed. So I want to welcome up Jake Hauer. He's a brilliant technical funnel expert.
Yeah, thanks,
Have some fun.
Cheers. Cool. So I want to take you back to 2011, and it was Fastweb Formula 4. So this was, I was very green. This was my first online event, and I was sitting somewhere around there, and I was sitting next to Ryan Spanger, and he was in a very similar position. We both had real businesses, and this was our first event. So that was my, I guess, first foray into this community and into the online space. Now, fast forward to 2014, March, the event had just finished, and I was sitting out here, just behind me, in a surf with James, and he suggested that for the 2015 event that we should do something like this. And that's essentially brought me on stage today, looking at the funnel and building this out for James. So who here, raise your hand if you think this is a really complex, this is going to be complex. Fantastic, cool. So I'll run through some of the stats. 43 emails were created and sent during the campaign. Nearly 300,000 emails in total were sent. 13 videos were shot specifically for the event funnel. 121 Facebook ads were created over the course of the 6 months or so that we were actually marketing the event. Blog posts, including podcasts, so there was 19 in total that hit James's site that were related specific or had a call to action for this particular event. And this was a side effect. So a cross-sell was that one of the things which we'll go into detail in a little bit in a second, where there was 18 new members added to Superfast Business because of a purchase of a ticket here. And that's so far. So if you if you're here and you're not yet a Superfast Business member, you have 2 months where you can actually access the community. So I'd suggest you do that. If you haven't, if you don't have that email anymore, just shoot an email to James and he'll get you access. And 172 attendees. So at the point that I started doing this, I'd only ever done this for myself internally for my own business, for my travel agency. For Fused, my software service. I'd never done this externally before. So what you're going to see today is basically me breaking it down. We're going to step through in a linear fashion exactly what I did. And I guess at the start, we broke it into three main sections, the strategy or the planning, the production, which is where Ryan and a few others come into it, and then executing on it, and then we'll run through some results. So from a planning perspective, the first thing that we did is had a couple of conversations. So the first conversation was with James, and I just wanted to understand what the goal of us doing this was. And literally, the main goal was James' instructions were to just get more people at the event this year. There was no sort of specific number. It's let's just get more people at the event and don't take up too much of my time. The next conversation I had at this point was with Ryan, and we had a couple of conversations actually, and we're just talking about, you know, just discussing different ideas that we had about how we could potentially market this. And I guess maybe, so we're talking, there's probably, this was mid last year, conversation with James, conversation with Ryan. At that point then, I went back and I started obviously needing to build out the sales sequence, or what I thought was going to be the sales sequence, so that we could move into the next steps of production. So you've got some diagram software up here. I wanted to include this here because if anybody, like if you're trying to map out something, a funnel or a sequence, the inclination for me, I'm relatively, I guess, I love tech. So my inclination would be to come and try and do it online. What I have found though is that this is completely the wrong thing to do. These tools make you focus rather on the content and what you're actually trying to produce. You end up focusing on like lining up and connecting the things and making it look really pretty. So they're very counterproductive to use one of these online tools. The only reason you'd want to use one of these is if you had to present it to a client and you wanted to make an impression. But even then, I believe they're quite useless. So I guess the best tool that I have at anybody has at their disposal is a notepad or it's a whiteboard, and it's one of these. It's a phone. So that's essentially what we used. So this is, I guess, the first thing that I did. So I basically, we had some deadlines. So we had the event starting on the 5th of March. We had an early bird, I guess, deadline of the 31st of December. And we knew that we wanted to include a few different campaigns. So the first campaign we wanted to do or really focus on was an offer for existing Superfast business members. So that was pretty much running from about mid-September to the start of October. Then the main sales sequence was going to be broken into two slots, so the pre-December, the pre-2015 and the post-2015. So this is the first thing I did. I mapped out the sales funnel for what I felt was or how it was going to work. The next, so this is essentially then, from that point, I start going down a little bit further, down the pipeline. So we take that Superfast business member early bird, and I map out what I think we're going to include in that particular funnel. So at this point, it's a 5-email sequence, and it's over the course of, you know, 2 weeks, basically. Then once that's done, what I'll start doing is looking at the low-hanging fruit. Now, for me, the low-hanging fruit really is looking at where there are points where someone's shown interest. So rather than forcing everybody into this sales funnel, we only want the people who have shown some sort of interest and are looking like they're going to be the people that are going to purchase a ticket at some point. So that for us was visiting the checkout page. So they visit the sales page, and anyone who pushed the button to go through to the checkout page were added to essentially these four sequences. So if they didn't purchase, they were added to an abandoned cart sequence, they were added to the early bird, and then the normal countdown sequence, and also to Facebook retargeting. So we'll go into all of this in detail in just a second. So looking at the main sequences, they're pretty simple. One of the biggest things with James, obviously, is that he's a content machine. So we didn't really need to do a lot of amplification and creating new content because it was always going to be there. So all we were basically doing is we were just essentially just having these little trigger points throughout. And so this is the pre-December countdown. It's essentially an email a week, which was directed to a video, James faced a camera, talking about a different aspect of coming to the event. Brian will go into a bit more detail in that in his presentation, but it's essentially he'll focusing on lifestyle, on networking. So these are all trigger points that I knew personally as a member of this community that appealed to me about coming to these events. And so we were trying to essentially just appeal to the little bits of to the story of the attendees. So hand up, does anybody know the name Eric Maddox? No? Okay, on Monday I had the pleasure of spending a couple of hours with a guy named Eric Maddox. He is an interrogator. So in the US Army he was. So he's done 2,700 interrogations. He's got a close rate or a success rate of 64%, when the overall close rate or success rate across all interrogators across all of the US is 4%. He was the guy who was responsible for catching Saddam Hussein. Almost half of those interrogations were conducted on a raid with the special ops teams. Like, they'd get the C4, put it on the door, blow it out, go in there, secure it, drop all these, I think they call them nine bangers, which are basically fireworks that sounded like machine guns. They'd lock everybody down. They'd segment off the females, and they'd have like four or five males. His job was to then come in and gather intelligence. And we hear about, I went into this expecting that we're going to be starting talking about waterboarding and torturing. He was asked the question, why have you been so successful? Why have you been able to make this work? And he said one thing. He said, my prisoner has a problem and I've got to solve his problem. So the prisoner, at the point where they're still in their house, their problem is that they don't want to be taken away. So he used everything at his disposal to essentially convince them that if they gave up the information, he would leave them there. Now, that relates to back to marketing. For me, it was a massive aha, because an abandoned cart, for instance, somebody has come to your checkout page, okay, and for whatever reason they've not purchased. To me, that's a problem. And all you have to do is solve that problem. So the assumption would be that they haven't purchased because they don't want to attend, right? That's the natural thing to assume. You shouldn't assume anything. So the way you solve that problem is by giving them the opportunity to come back and make it and complete that purchase. This sequence, it's two emails, it's 2 days, will bump up your close rate by 20% for each of those emails. So you'll get an additional 20%. Come in and actually complete the purchase. Now, that is, I've seen that across a lot of industries, and that's pretty standard. Sometimes it's slightly lower, sometimes slightly higher. But those two emails, nothing more than a sentence or two, just saying, hey, I saw that you didn't complete your purchase. Can I help with anything? And if you want to go back and go ahead and purchase, here's the link. That's it. That's all you need to do. This is probably the second most powerful thing that we included in this particular campaign. The first most powerful thing that we did was this. When a purchase was made, we basically looked at James's tags in Entreport, and we worked out if they were a member or not. If they were already a member, we sent them an email which was essentially inviting them to bring a friend for the same price. If they weren't a member, they were sent a couple of emails, inviting them to join Superfast Business for a couple of months trial. As I said, event, $1,000, lifetime value of a Superfast Business member, in excess of $2,000. So that's essentially the sequence that we sent for both of those. Wait 30 minutes, send an email, wait 7 days, send a follow-up email. Okay, so the key things there, essentially we've got the sales sequence, we've got the abandoned cart sequence, and we've got that onboarding sequence. Production. So this is, I guess, it becomes less about what I was doing and more about what everybody else was doing here. So there are four main, I guess, mediums that we used. So we used videos, podcasts, emails, and Facebook ads. The videos, Ryan and James were responsible for. Podcasting, of course, is James, and it was pretty much all of us, all of the speakers that he interviewed. Email was a combination of what James is sending as a result of his blog posts and some of the campaign emails that we created. And the Facebook ads that we created were Lenny Ramirez, who's a Superfast Business member as well. He's in the community. So in terms of coordinating this with Ryan, I had an idea of what we should be potentially including with discussions with him. I sent him this. So I basically gave them a menu of the videos that we'd need. And in one day, Ryan flew up here, shot all of these videos, got all the footage. And so that was easy. It was a day of Shramco's time. Ryan shot the videos and then went back and got edited by his team. That's all they needed for this. So it made it incredibly easy. I shot James an email afterwards and say, can you get those videos loaded? Get your team to load those videos. That's essentially the result of all those videos. So his team come back a day or two later and with all the links and all the titles of those particular videos. podcasts, of course. So as I was saying, essentially is a master of, I guess, leveraging content. So he's leveraging. This is fantastic in terms of the sales sequence, because he's talking to people who are going to be on stage, and that just happened over the course of the last 3 months leading up to the event. So that was something that was James' responsibility. The key thing here, though, I think, is that it wasn't extra work. It was part of his regular content schedule. This is an example of an email that I created. So this one is for probably the third email or the second email in the sequence for the members campaign. What's important here, I think, is probably the languaging. I think one of the most important things to understand is that you've got to match you've got to match your languaging, and you've got to match everything about it. So this, James's personality, this, you send short emails. It's all about the content. It's all about the videos. So when we were creating most of these emails, they were very short, very sharp, very concise, straight with a very simple call to action. This one, I guess, James highlighted at some point last year in it being quite effective, because one of the keys is James doesn't like to show what someone's losing, I think, something like that. So the languaging is just slightly different, where it's we're laying out all the price points and we're giving you the opportunity to choose which price point you're going to purchase the ticket at. So we're not subtracting, we're basically laying it out. We're saying, right, now is the best time to buy, but if you can't buy now, this is the price increases. So instead of saying, you need to buy now, so basically taking it away, you have to buy now, you have to buy now, you have to buy now, it's just like laying it all out, making it really clear, transparent. I think that's probably one of the keys to the way that James promotes, or not promotes, he just tells stories, basically. The ads. So once all this was done, we basically, I just had a conversation with Lenny via email. And I said, this is what we're trying to do. We're going to have these retargeting ads. We want to retarget all the different stages of the funnel. And Lenny took over from there. He's a very smart guy. He knows exactly what's needed. And so he basically managed the campaign over the course from October through to right now. I'll show you a few more of his ads and how he actually structured those a little bit later on. So, again, just recapping there. So choose the mediums that are going to suit the style of the person who's actually running whatever it is or the campaign, matching branding and matching messaging. So very, very key things, I think. Kevin will speak a lot about that later. One of the keys, I guess, or one of the successful things about this campaign isn't the campaign itself, it's the product, as James mentioned. If you get the product right and if you get the messaging around that right, everything else is just going to be, it's going to make it really easy, and really it's just going to be just a little boost. It's just going to make things just a little bit even easier. So get that right first and worry about all of this later. Cool, so this is the fun part. The important thing we wanted to do was be able to track. We use a very simple tool called Improvely. We're basically creating tracking links for all the different ads, et cetera, et cetera. We don't go into in granular detail in all this, but it's fantastic from the perspective, you know, it's just simple. The reports you get out of it, all on one page, really simple to consume, really simple to install on your site and create links. This is the email I sent to James asking him to get all of those videos up on landing pages. So probably five seconds of James's time to send an email to his team, and I get an email back from him the next day or 2 days later with them all loaded. Leverage. Okay, from my perspective in the execution, this is inside his Entreport account. This is pretty much it. These are the sequences I created. So this was a few hours' work, and there are a few different things technically to put them into these particular sequences, but that's it. It's really very simple, not much at all. That's an email sequence. Note there the open rate. Open rate and click-through rate. It's incredibly relevant. These are highly engaged members, and it shows. That's an example, basically just loading up the email. What I'm trying to highlight here is it's incredibly, really simple. That's probably the key. If you've got a confusing funnel, it's probably not going to be a successful funnel. Most businesses I've seen, in fact, even all the way up to Apple, have incredibly simple business models. So I think the key to scale is actually simple. And it works. Results. Okay, so we go back to that early bird offer. Yep, all the emails that were included there. So you can see they're great open rates. Here is the results as of 30 September 2014. 38 ticket sales that covered the event costs, that covered the deposit on this place and everything else. So you had 38 ticket sales before it went pretty much on sale to the public. This special offer that we made, the cross-sell to the community, that's an email. Very simple, James's style. It basically directs to a page where James is speaking to camera. Again, you might see some of this with Ryan. This is interesting. That top chart there is ticket sales. So you'll see the spike at the end of September. You'll see a spike at the end of November. Again, at December, January, February, they coincided with early bird tickets rising. The one below it, so you'll see it follows a very similar pattern, except there's maybe like a day or two where the conversions happen. That's the membership. Now, there's a clear correlation between sales and, again, redemptions of the Superfast Business membership. This is, again, Nathan talking yesterday about recording everything and keeping it and reusing it. Master. James is a master at this. This is previous event video. So this was included in those 19 posts about this event, is reusing old videos. So how fantastic is that? It's content. It's great content for his community. And there's just a very small call to action about, like, you know, coming to this event. Talking about his PSs, that's an example. So just that one line below any emails, it's just, it's all content like he normally does in style. And then he has a PS at the end. Okay, Facebook ads. So this, I guess, these are all the Facebook ads that that were created. So you'll see there, I guess that's probably the most technical part of this entire funnel. The reason it's so technical is because Lenny looked after it. You can easily, or I would have basically put in place the funnel remarketing, and it would have been set up once, and that would have sufficed for the entirety of the campaign. But Lenny went a little bit further, and he started doing things like he was creating ads for each of those blog posts. So he's basically amplifying mainly to the internal community, so to James' lists and to those people who had visited the checkout page. So as a result there, probably the key thing is that it was not a lot of cost, so $1,400 over 6 months, 27 website conversions. That conversion value is actually incorrect. That's based on tickets being $500, which for most of the campaign we know they weren't. So you can, like, the actual spend versus conversion there, is it's clear as day, absolutely incredible. That's probably One of the biggest takeaways for me is Facebook remarketing, funnel remarketing is something that everybody should be looking at doing, and it's simple to do. Okay, the different types of ads. So on the left, this one was basically to those that hadn't actually purchased a ticket but had visited the checkout page. You can see that's another example to the right. Some of these ads went out to the wider community. There wasn't a lot of, I guess, promotion outside of James's already, the list that he already had, but there are a couple of examples there.
James Schramko here. I hope you enjoyed that audio. That was actually half of the presentation from Superfast Business Live number 10. If you'd like to get access to the entire presentation, I welcome you to log into superfastbusiness.com/members, and you can access the full recordings, plus the full recordings from all of the events that I've run where we've had them recorded. That gives you an abundance of training and materials. Plus, I'm in there to coach you and answer questions relating to all of the topics. If you are not a member, I invite you to join. Go to superfastbusiness.com/membership And I suggest you take the annual subscription because you make a great saving. I'll see you inside there. Look forward to helping you grow your business. I'm James Schramko, and you're listening to superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.